Some of you may know, Andrea and I just got back Tuesday about lunchtime, cheeseburger time, from India. And you know, as I say, as you know, when in India, dress as the Indians dress. So does Andrea? She's a little bit whiter than most women that wear stuff like that, but she was suffering from a little bit of, you know, nasal sinus infection and stuff like that. But God was gracious, and so many of you have come up to us and told us that you were praying. Let me tell you something. We knew that. We could sense that. And Andrea, with recovering from her back surgery and all, I truly believe that the Lord intervened to give strength. Particularly coming back, a 15-hour flight over the North Pole, okay? And she did remarkably well in that. So thank you. Thank you for your prayers, for interceding for us. We deeply appreciate that. It's a high privilege for us to be able to go over there to India to visit Jacob and Prashanti and as partners in ministry with them. And to see the work that they are doing. Jacob has been over there for about 5 years now. The church is growing and expanding. He's doing a marvelous job. This is their facility now, not that gray construction in the forefront, but the colorful building in the back. That is now all of their facility. This picture was taken from the bridge, the Duwata Bridge. You have to go under it to get in the driveway to their location there. You see the red cross in the middle there? Everything to the left of that is the new extension to their building that we were partners with them in, and we gave significant funds for them to be able to build that. And it was very necessary for them because Jacob, his church was bursting at the seams, and the second floor there is all auditorium. So here's a picture of it inside. This picture that was taken from what was the auditorium before, and now it's looking through the whole extended auditorium. You see the first set of columns there. That's where the auditorium ended before, and everything beyond that is new extension. So before, when he would have about 150, 200 people in his morning service, he can now comfortably seat between 350 and 400 people in his auditorium. And he... there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people there. The ministry is growing, and in Jacob's faithful ministry of teaching the Word of God, faithfully teaching the Word of God to these people. There are some families that would come a half an hour out just because they knew that Jacob was teaching the Word of God, and they wanted that. And so what he has done is he has established a branch church. So the first Sunday we were there, he takes me a half an hour out to this branch church to have church. It's kind of like a home church kind of setting, but they actually have a PA system, and the speakers are outside the door so that everyone else in the development area there can hear the singing and the message that goes on. Can't do that here in America, but apparently they can get away with that. So, and that here, I mean, it's loud, okay? They like their stuff loud. And that's, you know, they want the whole neighborhood to hear it, and they do, believe me, they do. So Jacob has a wonderful ministry going on here in this church. Let me see. This is a picture. I was sitting up front on the platform. This was Sunday morning. I was going to be speaking that Sunday morning. So, you know, it's hard to get the dimension of it. There's like that only shows half of the congregation right there. The kids generally sit down front. Men and women sit on opposite sides. It's just an Indian culture. This is a picture of the extension of Jacob's ministry, because this is a picture of surrounding village pastors and their wives and some of their associates. And Jacob has a key role in their ministries in that he's there to encourage them, to help them with all the training, biblical training that he has. Some of these guys actually taught themselves how to read so that they can read the Bible and teach their people. Very, very elemental education. So Jacob is very much a mentor for these men. And there's at least a solid group of about seven pastors that he mentors in the outlying villages. And they really look up to him and respect him. And his church also helps them in projects like building their buildings, putting a roof on their buildings and things like that. So some of the funds that we send, the support that goes over to him, also helps some of these outlying village churches. So It's tremendous spread of ministry there. Not just that one church, Grace Baptist Church, but the spread of the ministry through the outlying villages. I got to visit many of them. This is a picture in one of them. Most of the churches are kind of small rooms. Most of the people generally sit on the floor, men on one side, women on the other. And they like to decorate, as you can tell. That's not leftovers from a party. That's just how they decorate, okay? And I was speaking at the church. They would call together a special meeting. There's this white American coming over, you know. So I would speak, and Jacob would translate for me. Here's a picture of another one outside. All kinds of people coming together there, Jacob translating. There's numerous pastors there. Now, this is Pastor Timothy, and this is the church building, one of the church buildings in which he pastors. He pastors four churches, this man Timothy in the white. Now, pardon my finger in the picture there, but I had to take this rather quickly because Jacob was trying to get in the door of this church gathering place here. And so I snapped that real quick. Here's a picture of him inside there. 30 people gather in this church building every morning. 30 people. This is Pastor Timothy. This is just right adjacent to where that thatched roof hut was. Pastor Timothy has been in the process of building this church building for 7 years. This is the progress that they've made in 7 years. He needs about $4,000 to finish the roof on this building before they can occupy it. One of four churches that he pastors, together with him and his son. Now, this is back at the church. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, I was visiting several outlying villages, churches, and things like that, speaking at them. And then Thursday night was the Bible college graduation. Jacob started a Bible college, and he graduated four students. I had the privilege of teaching those four students the very first class in their Bible college way back in 2013. And this year, they graduate with their bachelor's degree. And so he invited me to come to speak at this. I was the commencement speaker at it. And then also let me have the privilege of handing their degrees to them. Four students, two women, two men. Very sharp students, very sharp. And this is the picture of all of them. The tall young man, second from the left there, standing to Jacob's right. His name is Prudvi. He is... If Jacob were Paul, Prudvi would be his Timothy in every sense of the word. Just a sharp young man, and he is now pastoring a church, but he truly looks up to Jacob as his mentor, his Paul, his anchor in the faith. And it's wonderful to interact with these people and the studies that they've accomplished there. We had after that we had a Bible conference there on Friday and Saturday. Andrea and I taught in the morning, different sessions, and then I was able to speak in the evenings at the conference as well. And at the conclusion of it, Jacob had a baptism. There were three people baptized. This is a picture of one coming out of the baptism. And it was a tremendous conference. Andrea is going to take some time next Sunday to share with you some of the ministry that the Lord gave her. She truly had a unique ministry, building a bond with several of the women and actually being able to just really counsel them, besides being just a huge encouragement to Prashanti. So it was a joy to be a part of this ministry. Here's Jacob and Prashanti in the doorway of the new part of the building, the extension. Tremendous ministry. They love the Lord. They are strong in the ministry, and God is blessing it. And he sent with me a card for the church. I'm just going to read it to you. Dear church family, we truly appreciate your generosity and kindness in sending Pastor Rich and Andrea and all the precious gifts you sent, which is a great blessing to our family and the ministry. We sincerely thank you for the partnership and blessing you have been in our lives since I was in the U.S. Please continue to pray for us in that we may stay faithful to his calling. Sincerely, Jacob Prashanti, Manuel, and Abil. So let me just present to you with confidence that Jacob is an excellent steward of what God has entrusted to him. He's a strong leader. He's a pastor. He's a shepherd of the people, and God is blessing his ministry, and it's very, very evident. As we sat down together, we talked about the prospect of the next time that I go over there, teaching in a conference, teaching Bible school students, and he said this: what do you think about bringing a group with you? So just keep that in the back of your minds. I know we're planning for Haiti, and I don't want to overwhelm anybody right now. Debbie Kashanik's probably, you know, her brain's twitching. But I told him, I says, probably the very earliest something like that could happen would be the summer of 2019. So you can relax a little bit. But do keep that in the back of your mind, because he's very, very interested in it. I did not bring up the issue. He did. So good ministry. Thank you for sending us over there. Thank you for partnering with them and the church partnering with them in this ministry. It is a strong ministry, and God is blessing. Christ is being glorified.